Blog Talk Radio.
Man, you know what the fuck it is, my man. Push Crinkle, bro.
Dirty World Music.
Yeah.
Dirty.
One, two.
Dirty.
We get them pal like a stench. My
up.
Niggas don't go. Yo. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick.
Hey.
Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. Yo, yes I am high off some drugs. I hit the moves with my thugs. Midnight I'm riding with gloves. No fingerprints on the slug. We send that horse to the mud. I like the action it brings. I like the pat when it's cream. He break the green in the cream. You hit my line like a fiend. But I'm on the phone with OG. I leave the feds looking clueless. I move around like Frank Lucas. I'm so low key to the shanks. But I keep an army of troopers. Shakers and movers. Who keep the smoke like a hooker. I'm like the rock, you the other guy. I keep the pot where the oven lies. Put the work on the diet, we stay the size. Turn a 459 to a homicide. Yeah, Dirty World, we up next. Moving weight, no flex. Tell the DJ cut the check. Or I can't even do the set. Put in work and ride for the set. Taking off, you niggas all set. Too much drip, these niggas upset. They gon' hate the shit I do next. Want a meal but still touching the grand. I need the bread in my hand like Jacob my bread on demand. They telling police I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. Fuck a pig, put the bread on the ham. Got bail if we stuck in the jam. I get them canned like it's spam. I get them clapped by his fam. Deal with the fam, that's the fam.
We get them packed like a bitch.
My niggas on go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. We get them pal like a cinch. My niggas on go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. Go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. We get them pal like a cinch. My niggas on go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around.
Everybody, welcome to Power Talk by OG Matt Drama with Maddie M and Shells. And Maddie, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Just living the. Actually, I've been thinking about you a lot. Living the country life. You know, good family, good drinks, good landscapes. Yeah. So I'm pretty happy right now.
Hell yeah. It's nothing like that country life, that's for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no, it's chill. It's definitely chill, and it's something that I'm not used to. And I found myself falling asleep earlier than I should, but, you know, it's relaxing times, right?
Super fact. So tonight, you know, last night we were having issues with the system, and for some reason here on Blog Talk. So, and Kush was supposed to be coming on tonight. I don't know what's going on. He's not here yet, but he had a premiere song. You know, so I don't know if I should go ahead and play it or what.
Why not?
Yeah. Right. That's what I think too. So let me see here. I want to make sure I've got the right one. I want to ask you something while I'm looking this up. So talk to me about this whole Edmonton, Canada, you have to pay for bags now for McDonald's and stuff?
Oh, yeah. And plus, so we have a bylaw, apparently, that it's a one-use bylaw. So you can't even get, like, free spoons, nothing like that. You know what I mean? So we're trying to do our best, but at the end of the day, I don't know if it's doing any good or what. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And so we got rid of plastic bags. The only guys who give you plastic bags are liquor stores. They're all good with that. But yeah, besides that, yeah. So everything, we're trying to do the best, but I don't know if it's working at all.
Wow. Yeah, I saw people, like, going, like, some TikToks up of people, like, going through the drive-thru and they're handing them their shit out the drive-thru on a tray. And people
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's a good thought, right? Like, it's a good thought trying to respect the environment. You know, Canada's all about that. We love our environment. But at the end of the day, like, I don't know if it's worth it, to tell you the truth, but... yeah, we'll see how that ends up.
So everybody listen, do what Shell does and go out in the country and put your paper bags in the fire. And then you don't have to worry about it. Then. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, Shell. Do what Shell does.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, that's right. Burn your shit. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I burn all my boxes,
like
all
I
the papers. And the starter, to start the fire, just so everybody knows, I use dryer lint. That's a great fire starter.
Oh, dude, that's a dope idea. That shit, like, starts a fire like crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
no,
yeah,
that's good.
It does.
Yeah. No, and it smells good, too. Gets rid of the rodents.
Country 101, Michelle. There you go.
Yeah. Yo, Shell talk right here. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
No, Canada, we try to do stuff, right? Like, we try to make things better. But at the end of the day, I don't even know.
I fucking hate paper straws. Like, give me a fucking plastic straw. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they start coming apart.
If you get soggy.
Like, it reminds me of when I was a kid, you know, those push-ups that you used to push up. And you know how, like, if you didn't eat them fast enough, like, you would get, like, the paper would start coming apart and the push-up and stuff. So, like, yeah, that's what it reminds me of. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, like everything is a good thought, right? But whether it's practical or not is a different story. So, yeah. I don't know. Well, these people are trying to think about stuff, but, yeah, whether it's practical, I don't know.
Yeah. Crazy. All right, well, guys, I don't know what's going on with him. You know, it's hard when you have all this technical difficulty and rescheduling and, like, all kinds of crap. So, we're going to play Kush Kringle, his premiere, Nothing. Let's get it.
Okay, let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. I've been through the ups and the downs.
down, the struggle and the strain, wins and the losses and the pain. I've been all alone in the rain, with everything that came, made the change, but nothing was the same, nothing was the same, nothing. I feel nothing was the same, nothing, yeah. I was really homeless, I was down to nothing. Sleeping behind garbage cans where the ops was busting. They always got their hands out like I owe them something. But can't return the favor when I ask them later. What's the value of a dollar when the paper free? How I'm supposed to fuck with you when you don't fuck with me? Got my mind in a blunder, hope it don't take me under. You don't notice when it rains until you hear the thunder. I can't keep making excuses for the faulty treatment. Devil right up on my shoulder telling me make it even. And if you aim, you better hit him, ain't nobody leaving. Hit a man, garbage can, how that body's thinking. Why my mama always gotta beg someone for help. When she said she all alone, that part I really felt. But God got her, it still weighs on my mental though. Cause she's too good of a person to have them issues, bro. Baby mama think I'm stupid, watch the way she moving. Always choosing, but want us to always be exclusive. Steady plucking on my nerves, every line, every word. Roadblock, I gotta swerve. I've been through the ups and the downs, the struggle and the strain, wins and the losses and the pain. I've been all alone in the rain, with everything that came, made the change, but nothing was the same. Nothing was the same. Nothing. I feel nothing was the same. Nothing. Yeah, and Lord forgive me for venting, I'm just a tired man. Feel like I'm constantly losing like a retired fan. Trying to keep my motion moving like a tire man. Over the product like returners and never buy again. You told me trust the bigger picture, you Picasso playing. Keep your poker face cause niggas always watch your hand. Couldn't see it like a turn in the hallways. And why the good niggas is dead or doing all day. I told my brother that I got him and love him always. Hope this deal really turned me up so that we all pay. And I'm just trying to cover ground like a tall wave. Some will love you, most of them hate, that's all shade. And I was selling them nugget bags of all shapes. Was cool with niggas, but they pretending they all fake. Everyday snakes with a bag, guess they all jakes. But I'm the Undertaker, a tombstone for the dead. And lately I've been contemplating suicide. Cause through my eyes, life was really heavy like she oversized. Had to really humble my actions, ignore my pride. Cause life is better when I look into my daughter's eyes. The ups and the downs, the struggle and the strain, wins and the losses and the pain. I've been all alone in the rain, with everything that came, made the change, but nothing was the same. Nothing was the same. Nothing. I feel nothing was the same. Nothing.
All right, so we've got Kush.
Okay, what'd you think? What'd
you
think, Shuss?
I like it.
Yeah,
I really
do. I'm thinking homeboy went hard. Yeah, I think so, too. I think he went hard on that. He had something to say, and he said it.
Right, and we're going to bring him on because he is here now. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, good. I just want to get your ass on the radio.
Yeah, he had to work tonight, so he had to call in between work.
Okay, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah,
but yeah,
but yeah,
I would really like. No, I would like to see what he has to say about that track because he had something to say for real. I can't wait.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. All right, it's pulling up. And you know the system's still acting janky today. I don't even know why.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, girl. I mean, every listener we have, I'm speaking to you. We apologize for all our, I guess you call it technical difficulties, but, I mean, the system's been fucked. So, yeah, thanks for listening in, continuously listening in, but, yeah, it's just been kind of weird lately, right, Shel?
So, Kush, what's up?
Yo. What's the deal, Maddie?
Mr.
Shelly, what's
Kush.
Going on? What's happening?
What's good, baby? What's
man,
good,
you feel
good?
Me? So, had to get that on my little trailer so I can come out here and get on the show. Thanks for having me. Feel me?
Yeah. No. Hey, man. It's our pleasure.
So tell us about
the
that
show.
Song, man.
So,
Maddie and I agree.
Yeah. So tell us what's up, because you must have been going through some kind of shit on that. and it means something. So let everyone know.
Yeah, man. I made that song about a week ago. But I wrote it a little while ago, but I was going through some things at the time. A lot of things was going wrong. One of my friends committed suicide, so we lost him. He was 18.
Man.
Yeah, bro. A lot of stuff was building up. You know, music is a way to vent and, you know, get away from stuff and really get it out and get help the members. So, you know what I'm saying? I just did that. I put the pad, you know, and express myself through music. So everything in there is just, you know, my brother, you know, I spoke on my brother and, you know, my daughter and me having moments like that. And you feel me? It was just a personal record for me. I try to be a little more transparent in my music as I'm growing in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt, man. And like I said, I don't know about it, but I feel bad. So, I'm really sorry that happened, but honestly, you're right. Music is a way to explain things, right? And, so I appreciate that. Yeah, so I don't think there's anything you could do better in this world than make a track for somebody, for someone's feelings, for someone's plight, and you did it. And, yeah, I think that's pretty dope, man.
100, appreciate that, man, for real.
Yes, I agree. Nothing.
Yeah, right? Like,
I agree. For sure.
Nah, but for real, though, like, because I've been through a lot, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, like, nothing can ever be the same. You know what I'm saying? You can just get, like, certain variations of it back. But as the world turns, everything does with it. So, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
I like
so
that.
That's
nothing
just
can be the same, but... You know, and I was talking to Shelves earlier today, and I was telling her, yo, there's some weird shit happening, you know what I mean? But, yo, it's the way you look at it, right? So when you make a track for somebody like that, like, that's the ultimate appreciation, man. So I know that their family was like, hey, yo, homeboy did this for this. And I think that's pretty cool, man, because I don't got the talent to do singing, right? But at the end of the day, you have that talent. So it's beautiful that you can actually do that. And
appreciate it, 100, bro. Feel me? Music is a deep thing to me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I take great pride in my work. So I'm happy y'all appreciate what I'm bringing out to y'all. You feel me?
Yo, man, we love you, right? Like,
yeah,
there's something about you. I met you in Phoenix, and you're always, like, a cool dude, and the thing is, your music, you can feel actually the changes in you, even over months, like that, yo, you're just getting better at this, man. So we love having you on. We love having, like, being a part of you. And, yeah, you're always a fan. I'm always a fan of yours, and Shell's always a fan of yours. And yeah, that's what it is. Always. It'll always be like that.
Well, hey, bro. We're going to always be locked in. That's right. You know how we get down, right?
I understand, baby.
You know how we get down.
I remember that first time you looked at me like, yo, is this motherfucker for real? And I'm like, hey, is this motherfucker for real? And I'm like, yeah, I love you. You said,
hey, buddy.
Yo, yeah, that's
hey,
it.
I didn't know you was that big, bro. I was looking at you like, man, what is the fucking Hulk over here, bro? Like, what's going on? You feel me?
Oh, homie, I put 20 pounds on.
Does he know
that
she lives
time.
Houses for a living?
He does what?
He lives houses for a living. Don't you know that?
I believe it.
Well, there's one thing. Shells and Tush, if anything that I need to do in this at the end of the world is protect you guys, I got you. Trust. I got you.
Want it. And likewise,
yeah, so
we all family.
100. We all got to stick together because I think it goes without saying that there's a bunch of shit that's going on that we didn't expect. But at the end of the day, Shells, Kush, yo, we set together, all right? Just
fact.
Let that be known. We always together. Yeah.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah.
So what's up, Steph?
You know, sometimes I'll be wearing my heart on my sleeve sometimes, and I get a little bit frustrated and aggravated. No, not all the time, just sometimes. Yeah. And, yeah, but I let that go.
Well, you have a point, though. Yeah. No, the thing is, all of us, we family, and I want everyone to actually know. Like, I've been spending some time out now. I'm a little drunker than I should be and whatever, but I'm spending time with my family. And it's just, it comes to me that, hey, yo, these people are always here for me. So when I talk to Shells, when I talk to Kush, I'm saying, yo, look, this is family. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what else goes on, it's family. So I always got you guys, 100%. I always got you guys, no matter what happens.
That.
100. You definitely drunk, Maddie.
Yeah. Yeah, go fuck yourself, man. Anyway, I still love you. I still love you, man. I still love you.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? That's love, man. I appreciate it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all accepting me, so it's all good. It's love is what.
No, man. Real recognize real. That's what it is. That's it. That's all.
And real is hard to find. You know,
yeah.
Real, the acronym for real is realize everyone ain't loyal, right? So
yeah, that's a fact.
You got to recognize real. When you meet the loyal ones, when you meet the real ones, it fuck all the bullshit.
Oh, cuz. Shells, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
That was it.
I just
want
to talk to Kush. Kush, so,
yes.
I was hanging with Mulatto, man.
That's my guy.
Well, no, he's my guy. But the point is, yo, where the fuck you at with what you were trying to do? Get back to him.
No, I do. I just hit him the other day.
What? When? Like, what? I saw him 2 days ago.
You saw him 2 days
ago? Yo, get back.
Hold on.
Yeah. No, honestly, I'm thinking, yo, you guys are going to make something special because the sound of your voices is special. So get on that. Don't make
sure.
Me ask you again.
Right. That sounds like a threat.
No, I mean it, man. Oh, it is a threat, but kind of a nice threat. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, no, I'm thinking like, no, you know how I am. I'm saying like, yo, get onto that because I think both of you boys are into it, so get it. And like I said, shit's kind of going crazy right now, so. You can always touch in with Shells and Maddie M, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I just talked to Shells last night.
I know. I got the gist of it. But you can always tell because we're the ones moving up. So that's all you need. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just, man, I'm passionate about the music myself, you know? Everybody knows my acronym, Man Understanding Soul Inspired Communication, right? So when you have somebody that has the soul in the music, I latch on to them. And then when they're a good person, like a dope person in real life, you know, don't anybody get it twisted. Everybody that I fucks with is about the shit. You know what I'm saying? But...
Right,
you all are good motherfuckers, good people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Well, you and know, that's what I'm saying. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was saying, and that's something that, you know, because good people these days catch a lot of flack, you feel me? And people take advantage of it, you know what I'm saying? So you got to really appreciate the good people around because as the years go by, it's just – getting more and more fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Excuse my language, you know what I'm saying? It's terrible out here, so you got to really hold on to the people that do good for you and you do good for them, you know what I'm saying? And it always comes back around, you know what I mean?
Like, yo, love is some. Yeah, love is something you can hear in the voice, right? Like, yeah. I think I always, when I talk to you and I talk to shows, man, it's like love, right? It's a tone in their voice that, hey, these people love me, so I'm going to give everything I can to them, right? And, yeah, that's the thing, man. So you're right about that. Like, yo, fuck what other, like, excuse me. Like I said, I'm a little drunk. Fuck what other people are on. Yo, as long as you stay true to yourself and the people that are cool with you, like really cool with you, yo, you set. Family's family, man. That's what it is.
Fact. Mm-hmm. That's real.
Yeah. For sure. So I appreciate the premiere, even though it wasn't on Sideways. It was here, but I still appreciate the premiere.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. Yo, we love representing people we love anyway, so wherever it be, we good. Yo,
yeah.
So that track, so Kush, tell us about that track a bit. Like you said, I know you already explained a bit about it, but I think it deserves a little more explanation because it seems like it was hard as fuck, right? Like,
yeah. I actually wrote that track in like 10 minutes, bro. Just venting out, man. Just when the beat hits me, you know what I'm saying? I just write off pure emotion, bro. I don't really think about it too much, you know what I'm saying? That's a blessing that I was instilled with, you know, that God gave me, you know what I'm saying, to be able to express myself like that, you know what I'm saying? So the track for me was just really just venting because I had went home. That's why I was, like, talking about my mom, like, always having to, you know, beg for help, and she's, like, always there for everybody, you know what I'm saying? And I was at home, and, like, I had to help her do a lot of stuff that people could have helped her with, you know what I'm saying, that's out there, you know what I mean? And she wouldn't hesitate to do it for them. So, like, my little brother is, like, the most important thing to me, you know what I'm saying, besides my daughter, you know what I mean? So, I'm doing this for him. So, you know what I mean? I just basically was, like, venting out a lot of frustration that I was seeing going on. And a lot of stuff I kept bottled up, you know what I mean? And I just put it, the beat just kind of just brought it out of me, and it just came together like that, you know what I'm saying? I was able to get a lot of stuff out because I was going through it the day I wrote it. I was going through it, you know what I'm saying? I was in a real low, deep place, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Well, you know what I love is you said you busted it out in 10 minutes, right? So that
yeah,
means
10 minutes,
that
bro.
Shit needed, yeah, that needed to be done, right?
Yeah.
And I felt it, man. When I heard that track, I felt it. Like, it needed to be said, you know? So,
yeah,
no doubt, man. Much respect. I like people who do that nowadays. Like, people, it's a different world, man. And if you hang out with more, if you hang out more with Shells and I, we'll teach you a different kind of level of this game. But I think it was so cool that you put that out like that, you know? And that was that. And that was that. That was done. That was that. And, yeah, done. And you can sleep better at night, right?
Yeah, man. It helped me out. You know what I'm saying? Writing music anytime helps me out, bro, because I like to make relatable music and music with a message. You know what I'm saying? I don't just get on the record and just talk a whole bunch of bullshit or stuff, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
say the same redundant stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I try to be real versatile with my music, you know what I'm saying?
I
so
know
that's where that
I
all comes from.
I met you in real life. Like, you were cool with me. Like, we were cool. Like, we kind of got each other, right? And
yeah,
I like how the music is the same way. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, I just like, because I know where you're coming from. So I appreciate all that. And I hope everyone who listens to you appreciates that, too, because it's real talk. 100% real talk.
Yeah, I hope when people listen to my music, it helps them get through whatever they're going through. Because if you listen to a lot of my records, a lot of them are not the same. You know what I'm saying? They're different.
No, 100%
There's levels
me,
to
I
this
think
bit.
That.
Fact.
What do you think, Shells? I think what he said, I think it does it does attract people. It does make them listen to hate. You know what? And anyone who's listening, I've said this before, man. Yo, Kush, good-looking boy, like straight up. And, you know, good-looking boys, like I'm telling from real talk, like for me, you could be assholes, but Kush ain't an asshole, man. He talks what's real. Pleasure. You know what I mean? Like, it's good to hear what you got to say.
Well, honey, I appreciate that, man. That comes from hanging with the old heads, man. I always hang out with the old heads. That's where you learn. You know what I'm saying? I'm always trying to get advice, and I'm always trying to learn and get better. You feel me? And when I meet somebody, if you embrace me, I embrace you. You know what I'm saying? I give out the same energy I'm giving. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, when I first talked to Shells, man, you know, and what Shells does and you know, what she going through, you know, I really respect her for the way she still keeps pushing and do what she do. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, and Maddie, you know what I mean? When I met you, it was all love, bro. So, you know what I mean? Like, you can tell when you meet somebody. It don't take long to get to know how somebody
100%,
is.
100%, man. Like straight up. Like, like, I wasn't quite myself, but you were like, yo, I know who this motherfucker is. And Shells, straight up, yo, Shells, listen to what he has to say. Much respect. Shells, we love you. And you're straight up boss. You don't need to worry about all these other problems, okay? I'm talking about you, Shells, because we talked about this earlier, but you got to get rid of all that shit. It's all good. We run everything. Everyone who fucks with us, yo, we up and up.
Facts. I appreciate the love.
It's facts.
Yeah. Because there's not enough of it in the world, that's for damn sure. That's
yeah, it's missing out here, man. Yeah, it's not enough of that going around, man. So, you know, niggas just trying to bring the love back, man. Feel me?
Well, you know what it is about hate, right? Like, people see you moving on, and you leave them behind. But guess what? Yo, that's your fault. It's not my fault. I'm leaving you behind. You're nothing right now. Now, that was a bad thing to say, but, yeah, you're nothing. Like, you're still friends to me, but guess what? Yeah. Sorry. If you can't be
everybody,
part of it, don't be part of it.
Everybody's not meant to go where you go. You know what I'm saying? You was put in this position for a reason. You feel me? And if you just sit around, watch and pay attention, you'll see who's supposed to be around and who's not. You'll see who hate and who don't. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You just got to walk in that, bro. I think people try to force people to be around too much. You know what I'm saying? You got to let life go the way it goes. And if they get weeded out, they get weeded out. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes.
Yeah. So that's life. In this game, hip-hop is a game. Like, don't get it twisted. It's a fucking game. So when you move past something, it doesn't mean that you don't care about who got you there. It's about, yo, I'm just not fucking with the shit that you're on. I'm going extra. And I think, Kush, I think, man, I told Shells this the whole time, this night today. She's past that, and you're past that. It's time to move the fuck on. Right?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's time to move the fuck on. And the thing is, you got friends. Between Shells and I, you got friends that will do whatever just because we love your ass, right?
Yeah.
We don't care about money. We don't care about nothing. It's about hey, yo, this guy's cool. He's cool to kick it. Yo, you got to worry about that. I just want to say
I'm not stressing, bro. I got a mom that prays for me. You feel me? And, you know, God's always had my back, so I'm not really tripping. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to do what I'm supposed to do. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And you know what? That's going to turn out good for you. As long as you're real to yourself, like, that's it. That's all. That's all.
That's a fact. That's a fact, bro. Just stay true to you and stay in your lane and do what you're supposed to do. You feel me? And everything will work out. You know what I'm saying? Everything will work out. That's real.
It is, man. It is. Yo, get in touch with me because I want you to talk to Sorry Shells. One sec. Yo, Kush, I need you to talk to Homeboy because he really wants, and I think, yo, I just went to a show, Mulatto, and I think you guys would have a dope track because your sounds sound the same. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So get that done. Yeah, shout out to him. Yeah, get it done.
Yeah, I gotta get one in with him. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. We gotta put something together.
Yeah. All right, good. All right, Shells, what's up?
All right, so I'm gonna play another one of Kush's songs.
Right, let's get it.
We're gonna play "All in My Head."
No, don't play that one. That one's not done yet. Don't.
Okay. Maddie just dropped off. I don't know why.
He probably drunk, man. Maybe his phone died. I don't know.
Which one would you like to play?
Which one you got, Shelf?
Hold on. I'm going to bring him back. There he is. There's Maddie, Matt.
Yeah, sorry, Matt. Guys. I pushed the wrong button.
Yeah. I figured.
Yeah.
We have No Explanation. Step.
You can play No Explanations or Step, you know what I'm saying? I like them all. I just, all in my head is not done, but you know what I mean? I like them all. You can play whatever.
Yo, pick what you want for the next one. Like, how it goes in timing. Pick the next one.
All right. Let's go with Step.
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
Kris Kringle. Step. Let's get it.
Yeah. Let's get it.
One of my favorites, by the way.
In the club all in, when the beat hit, I move like this. I love it when they talk that shit like, blood hit your step like this.
Hit your step like.
Step up in the club all in, when the beat hit, I move like this.
I
love it when they talk that shit like, blood hit your dance,
hit your
like
step
this
like.
And nigga just step.
Uh-oh.
Put your right foot over your left. And nigga just step. Put your right foot over your left, and nigga just step. Put your right foot over your left, and nigga just step. Nigga just step.
Like that, and all like this. Hear my blood walk, I do mines like this. Ain't too many people pushing lines like this. On the hunt, hide and seek, don't get found like this. Oh, Big Stepper, M-Gang, Big Rapper. Every trigger that I'm rocking, 16th letter. Every day I'ma pop my shit. Been a minute since you seen a nigga walk like this. Me mugging in the club, get you pressed on. Where you from, wrong dance, get you stepped on. These niggas funny, they don't really wanna fight. Small nigga running his mouth, wanna go night-night. Jurassic Park, how I run with them killers. Henny bottles, couple models, and we smoking gorillas. Main line when it's going, I'm completing the mission. And you didn't do it right, yet the body ain't missing on blood.
Step up in the club all playing, when the beat hit, I move like this.
I
love it when they talk that shit like, blood hit your step like this.
Hit your step like.
Step up in the club all playing, when the beat hit, I move like this.
I
love it when they talk that shit like, blood hit your dance
hit your
like
step
this.
Like.
And nigga just step.
Uh-oh.
Put your right foot over your left, and nigga just step. Put your right foot over your left, and nigga just step. Put your right foot over your left, and nigga just step. Nigga just step.
It's Mob Gang, I'ma bang it to the death though. I feel like Caravan and K-Dub, bitches death row. When I'm in Cali, hit the homie for the best smoke. That nigga tapped in for the win, now the turf home. And I ain't worried about the offspring of pressure. I prepared for the beef, like the sauce and the pepper. Didn't wanna let me in, even though I do it better. Little places to surprise, now it all came together. Pull up, tuck the hood up,
wire. Keep this shit running like a spark plug. Red flag, niggas know what's cracking. And don't get up in the ride if you niggas ain't active. Whoa.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
All
right. All right. So, can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
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 Okay. So, I forgot what I was going to say. So what you trying to do is some gangster shit. Like, for real, it's real talk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that.
Appreciate it, bro.
No, gangsters don't dance, they boogie.
It's like he ain't got nothing to fuck with. Like, he just does it. And I really like that about you.
And just step.
Just step.
Yeah.
That's my fit right there.
I love that song. Actually, I play that song every day.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah,
Shell, turn me up then.
Yeah.
Yo,
I
if Shell says that, she actually does it, man. She actually does it.
Yeah.
If she says that, yeah, she did.
And it's actually probably played a few times because, honest to God, when I'm starting to clean, I put that song on.
Yeah. I can give you that energy.
Yeah, right.
Definitely. And I'm like, all right, you got to sit. You just sit. Yeah. I'll be doing the right foot over the left, you know, doing my whole thing. Yeah. I'll spare you all that I do that.
I can see you sweeping the floor and hitting your step, bro. I really can. Damn.
Yeah, right?
You already know.
I'm already here.
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah.
I'll be baking cupcakes for church playing step. What you talking about?
Not for church, though.
Yeah, boy,
that's what's up, Shell. I appreciate it. I appreciate the support, though. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That one really does get replayed a few times. I'm not lying about that. I bet.
And it's always
So Shell's and I see right through motherfuckers, right? Like, straight up. We see if you're full of shit right away. But I had a talk with Shells maybe 30 minutes ago, maybe 30 minutes ago. We were talking about you. We were saying, yo, I like this motherfucker. Right, Shells? Like, we're saying, yo, I love Chris. Yeah. And we're talking about, like, real talk. Like, hey, this boy's for real. And we know what's going on behind the scenes, all that, but we love this boy. So, yeah. Shells and I are your fans, man. So that's what it is.
I appreciate that, man. You feel me? My mom and my dad, they raised me. You know what I'm saying? It's love.
It's real talk, man. It's real talk. Like, we actually really like you. So we appreciate you being on, and we appreciate, like, your new music, everything like that. We appreciate
it. Yeah, I
appreciate
excited
y'all, man.
When Chris was like, Shells, I got something I want you to hear. I'm like, hell yeah. When I get,
get
artists that I love, like I genuinely have love for, and they send me new shit, I don't know. I feel like I got the key to the city.
Life.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
There you go, Chris. Yeah. Right. Take that as a compliment, homie.
Hey, you know, y'all, you can get the exclusive anytime, man. I'm back in the studio next week. You feel me? Right back to work. So, you know what I mean? I appreciate it. I always appreciate when somebody appreciates my music. You know what I'm saying? That's love. My boss came up to me at work. No lie. No cap. This is real. My boss came up to me at work, and he had a step on his playlist. You feel me? He shot my boss at work.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I always love when somebody comes up to me and tell me they appreciate my music. That keeps me going because at the end of the day, we make the music for the consumers. You know what I'm saying? It's a way to vent. It's a way for us to express ourselves. But when people tell you they like what you're doing, man, you always, you know what I mean, humbly take that, you know what I'm saying, consideration, and it's always appreciated. So you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I appreciate anybody that appreciate me. You feel me? That's love.
So Shells and I love like boys and girls who work at it. We love grinders, right, Shells? You love a grinder.
Absolutely.
That's what we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
and
we
cook,
just,
man,
yeah, we love
you got
people.
A full schedule, man. Like, you're not only doing work, music, but you got a ton of kids you take care of. You're starting to coach next week. So
yeah, I started. My season starts in August, yep.
So,
yeah,
know,
what you coaching on?
I'm coaching.
What are you coaching?
The football team this year. Tackle football.
Oh, I think Shell said something like that. Yo, that's dope, man.
Yeah, man. He's excited, man. We was outside yesterday working. When Shell called, I was with my kids, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, they wanted to be on the show. You know what I mean? I was going to let them say what's up and all that because I was with them yesterday.
Yeah.
You feel me? I had him in the car or whatever. So, you know what I mean? Me and my son, we was working out yesterday. He ready. He can't wait. You know what I'm saying? Because he really looks up to me. You know what I mean? So I'm just happy, you know, I have that relationship and that I can, you know, give back to the kids because his homeboys and his friends, they always like, oh, you got the cool dad. Your dad's cool. You know what I mean? This, that, and third. So I'm happy to be able to coach him, man. They're excited for me to do it. So I'm happy to give back. You know what I mean?
Back.
Yeah. 100%.
Super fast. And it's funny. Doesn't it feel good when they tell you, like, you got the cool parent? Like, my kids tell me all the time, like,
yeah,
Mom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, Mom, people don't realize how cool you are until I show them how cool you are, right? Because they'll look up my hashtag on Google. They'll Google me in front of them and stuff like that, you know? And they're like, that's your mom? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so,
yeah.
They go from being just a white boy, you know what I'm saying, to a cool guy. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of people that, and sadly, you know, a lot of people look at somebody that's tall-ass white like me and country ass hell, and they think that you're racist right off the rip, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
It's a fact. And when they pull up the shit,
but
people are like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Complete opposite. Yeah.
Exactly. Right?
Oh,
and what I love is that my kids have had that instilled in them that they don't look at color. You know what I'm saying? They don't look at color.
Right.
They look inside. Now, if you are a punk, you're a punk.
Yeah,
it don't matter what color you are.
Your kids are
cool.
You raise them right.
You're cool. Yeah. So that just really warms my heart to know that I've done my little part to instill in them the values that a lot of people in this area do not have.
Yeah.
That's a fact. You know, one thing you can count on kids to do is be a little too honest. So you know they ain't going to fake it with you. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to fake it with you. So when they come at you like that, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love the fact that they can sit down and actually, like, talk to me. That's one thing I've always done with my kids, too. I've never talked to them like a child. I've talked to them. If they come to me and they ask me something, I'm going to be completely honest with them. That's just the way I am. Because I was lied to when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? And it fucked with me really, really, really hard. And that's one thing I promised myself. If I ever have kids, I'm not going to lie to them. You might have to explain it different compared to their age, but you still don't want to lie to them because you need to be the one person that they can depend on always.
That's a fact.
No 100.
You know,
yes,
and if you lie to them,
you all good.
You know, if you lie to them, what's that teach them? They can't trust you. And
yeah, that's a fact.
I just don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want my kids to ever feel like I did. So, you know, even when I went to jail, my mom was like, "Don't tell them you went to jail. Tell them that you were gone." No, hell no. I'm telling them I went to jail. And not only did I go to jail, but they locked my ass up in solitary confinement, okay? So don't get smart with people in jail because they'll put your ass in solitary confinement is the moral of the story. But, you know, the nurse was being a bitch to me, and being a nurse myself for so many years, I told her that, you know, the only reason why you're here is because you're a bitch. So, basically, that didn't go over well, and they locked me up in solitary confinement for 2 fucking weeks.
Yeah, that's what they do.
It's all right. I still got out of there. You know, they wouldn't even let me make a phone call. You were not allowed to even make one phone call. You had to fax your lawyer. You had to give your request to the CO and then hope the CO faxed it. Swear to God. In Virginia, that's what they do. They're a Commonwealth state. They can do whatever the fuck they want to do. Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yep. Thank God I had a dude that loved me. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he was there, he'd let me out for 2 hours instead of 1 hour. You know what I'm saying? He'd bring me M&Ms and shit. Like, yeah. Dope dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, this hip-hop, like, no, it's crazy. Hip-hop, like, it's crazy. Like, what you were just talking about, sorry. I'm sorry a little bit, but, yeah, what you were talking about, like, no, seriously, hip-hop life, nobody wants you to make it when you're working on music. Nobody does. So, this is what I'm saying, like, Shells, I really appreciate that you actually, I can't wait for your new tracks. And, Kush, I can't wait for all the stuff. Like, you guys got to push it like crazy. You got to do it. Just do
it. Yeah, I can't wait, bro. I'm excited for what the future holds. You feel me? Like, I'm ready to get
to it. Well, yeah. No, because your attitude is perfect, man. You're a good guy. I've met you. I met you personally, but I met you more through radio shows and shit like that. But, yo, do it, man. Like you said, just keep doing what you do. And Shells, you need to get your songs released.
Yes, sir.
Shelly, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Shells, you need to get your songs released, please. No, get it done. Get it done.
Yeah, I know. You're sick of hearing paranoid, right?
I don't have a talent. Well, do whatever it is. Like, like, yo, girl, you have a talent. I don't have a talent. You guys are lucky. You have a talent that I don't have. I'm really good at the business of music, but I'm not good at what you guys do. Shells, release that new shit. And Kush, release your stuff. Get us done.
Yeah. Mine's a master. So, you know, the guy that works in the studio here in the area, he had a heart attack the day that I recorded it. So, like, I've kind of been waiting on that to be mastered. Yeah, he did. I was like, I knew my music was too dope.
I know, but it doesn't matter. Get it done, man. Honestly, guys.
Yeah, I am. He is getting it done, so it will be. And that will be premiered on Sideways, just so you know. Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
I can't wait.
Right. Kush, man, we need to do a song together, dude.
Let's do it.
Yo, that's not even a lie. She's not even lying. She means that. Get it done.
I'm with you, bro.
Hey, Kush, did you ever hear my song, Paranoid?
Yeah, I did.
Paranoid.
I heard it a couple times.
Yeah. So, like, I've got a new song coming out, Chaos in My Head. Right?
Okay.
And that's because, like, I got so, you know how you said you were at that breaking point when you did nothing? Right?
Yeah.
Like, I was at that breaking point. Literally, I called Prophet. I said, I need a beat. He said, go to my website, right? So I went to the website. I got a beat that I wanted. And I was, like, talking to Maddie, and I was like, Maddie, everything's just really, like, my homeboy got killed, and, you know, the cancer shit, and just a whole bunch of shit was just on my head.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've got to go to the booth in order to release my frustration, my mind, or I'm going to end up doing something that's not good. And I don't get suicidal. I get homicidal. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to do that, man. Don't take it too far. You feel me? Just vent it out, yo. It's all going to be cool.
Yeah, but when you're in that state of mind, you don't really think clearly. You don't
you never do.
Clearly. You know, that's why crimes of passion are one of the number one crimes, right? Because they don't think clearly. They see something and they react to it, period. So when you experience something, you react to it. And, you know, I've had, I went to, there ain't no shame in my game. I went to a psych hospital one time because I told my mom, I was like, look, I'm either going to be suicidal or homicidal, and I'm not suicidal. You know what I'm saying? So I need to get help. And honest to God, when I went to get help, they were like, you need to get the fuck away from where you're at because anybody would be losing their mind. I was like, well, that's not helpful. You know what I mean? But, yeah. So sometimes we have to step back and take a minute and really, you know, let shit out. And the best way I can do that is through music, just like you.
As you should. Mm-hmm. I support everything like that. Definitely vent it out how you need to. You know what I'm saying? However you got to do it.
And I said it's called chaos in my head. But it's actually, I just looked it up. It's chaos in my mind. I fucked it up. But, yeah. Because, you know, there's a lot of chaos that goes on in your mind when you go through shit. You know? And
people,
there's not enough people, like, I don't know, I can't speak for anybody else, I can speak for myself, right? I'm a very private, like, prideful person, you know what I mean? I'm not one of these people that post on Facebook every time I go in the hospital because I would be on Facebook all the fucking time posting pictures, right?
Yeah.
And I don't fucking just go on about all the mishaps that happen in my life, you know what I'm saying? Because in my mind, there is so much that people deal with on a daily basis. Like, I'm not the only one dealing with this shit. Other people have worse shit than me, right? So why should I call somebody up with my craziness and make them feel some type of way on top of what they already have? That's what I think to myself, you know? So that's why I went to the booth. Now, mind you, I still have people that I can call. Like, if I want to call Maggie, I might bitch about something for a few minutes and, like, try to get something off my head. But at least I do have that person I can call if I need to. And I think everybody, anybody listening, if you have my personal number and you ever need somebody to talk to, all you got to do is call me and say, hey, Shell, I need somebody to talk to. I'm going to know right then, whatever I'm doing, I need to stop and fucking listen. So.
Yeah, because you never know what somebody's on the brink of doing, you know what I'm saying? You might have been that person that could have talked them off the ledge, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a fact, bro. Like, I feel that. I feel that.
And if you don't have my personal number and you have a problem with me, you don't know me enough to have a problem with me because you don't even have my fucking number.
Right.
Yeah. Shell's don't worry about this shit no more, man. Yo, just let it go.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm just saying. That's fact.
I'm just saying, too. Yeah. Well, all you guys have facts, man.
I'm on one tonight, Maddie.
Girl,
I'm on one tonight.
You already want to know. I'm just happy to be around you. I love your voice. I love Kush's voice, man. I love hanging with you guys, just talking whatever. 100%. Just whatever.
It's always a smooth conversation.
Exactly. It's like nothing. You don't have to you'll get a lot of kick it, you know? And
right.
That's what this whole thing is about. Yeah. Just
for sure.
You ain't got a lot of kick it. Yeah.
Hey, you ain't got a lot of kick it. That's right, man. You talk heavy, bro.
Yeah. No, man. I appreciate shows. Kush, I love you guys. You have a way about you that is something special. It's like a special thing that you never have to prove yourself. It's just like, hey, I'm here, and you can take me or you don't have to take me. Like, and that's what's the coolest thing ever. Just like, that's it. That's it.
That's real. That's real. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep being y'all, man, because y'all definitely special people. I don't take it for granted. You know what I'm saying? And I know that y'all was brought my way into my path for a reason. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with y'all. You feel me? Y'all always been great to me.
Yeah,
so I'm
going
to be
great
y'all.
You, man.
You feel me? It's love, bro.
Yeah, we always got you, though, right? No matter what you're going through, we got you. Shows and I, we a special kind of group, her and I. We only believe in the best. So that's what we do. But, yeah, you guys are all fucking cool with me. Man, straight up.
Super
all
fast.
Cool with me.
And, you know, Maddie was, like, on the fence about doing a show with me at first. He was like, I don't know, maybe, sort of, kind of, okay.
Yeah,
and
but I was
he was like, Shelf, who else did you have in line? I was like, nobody. You were it. He was like, what? No, seriously, like, I didn't want to do a show if it wasn't with you because of the way Maddie's like my best friend, you know what I mean? For real. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and honest to God, I've never even met the man in person yet. You know?
Yeah, I still think you could have done better, though. I still think you could have found someone better. But I'm so glad you did, you know what I mean?
I don't think I could have gotten any better, Maddie, because you, Matt.
I'm like, why is this?
Right. You're my yin to my yang, Maddie. You know?
I don't know. You are as well.
Yes.
Yeah, we have fun, though. That's all that matters. We have fun. That's it. That's all.
Yes. Super fact. All right, so I can't believe you don't want me to play All in My Head, Kush. That's one of my favorites, too.
Yeah, no.
Yo, play whatever you want.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
Well, I mean, if you want to play it, Shel, go ahead. I'll let you go ahead, Shel.
Yo, Kush, say Kush you want to play, man. We're still on air. We're still live. Pick something.
You said what?
Pick a song you want.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, if it's not the way you want it to be presented, then I won't play it.
Yeah, it's not done yet. You feel me? I actually want to redo it because I feel like I can go a little harder on the track. But I like No Explanation, too. That's a good one, too. You feel me? You can play that one.
All right.
Okay.
So,
let's get that.
This is Cook Crinkle, No Explanation. That's what you get from
that,
so you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. 100. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Played my part and came up cause I played it well. And when them waves get rocky, you gon' see some shell. How the fuck you plan to win if you ain't never failed? Some roads tougher than other, three hots in a cell. Baby mama don't answer, stop receiving mail. Eyes looking to the sky, body living hell. Expand your mind about them walls, they can't hold you down. I know a couple solid niggas couldn't hold it down. I'm hearing stories about the yard and how it all went down. But how the homie folded up, they had to lay them down. Trying to find a purpose, Was the action worth it? But I can't change the mental, cause the ops is lurking. It's funny how your vision set your path straight. The hate gon' swarm around when they know your path straight. And I've been on this grind with this marathon, so I can leave a legacy to carry on. Can you feel it? Hear the pain? Feel the struggle when it rains and pours? Can you stand the rain? I set a goal, a higher expectation, and I ain't got no time for explanation. Can you feel it? Hear the pain? Feel the struggle when it rains and pours? Can you stand the rain? I set a goal, a higher expectation, and I ain't got no time for explanation. Waking up every morning to the struggle and pain. And don't tell me about your life, cause we ain't living the same. My old head's really scooby, and they gave me the game. Youngin', don't chase the hoes, always get to your change. Facts, we test the waters, we don't know how to act. Long trips on the mission, some didn't make it back. Saw the power of a dollar when they brung in the crack. Clock work every hour, tell them hit up the jack. Had to hustle on my grind all day until the day's night. It's guaranteed I ain't switching the price. My young boy ain't got a license, but his whipping is nice. Shooting for the bullshit just like Pippin and Mike. 9'6", born a king, and my gift was a mic. I'm a motivist reflection, watch the glint of the light. Studio or a prison, how you wanna do life? Prison chances every day when them pockets be light. Can you feel it? Hear the pain? Feel the struggle when it rains and pours? Can you stand the rain? I set a goal, a higher expectation, and I ain't got no time for explanation. Can you feel it? Hear the pain? Feel the struggle when it rains and pours? Can you stand the rain? I set a goal, a higher expectation, and I ain't got no time for explanation.
So can you feel it?
That song,
man, it hits in the soul.
Right? It definitely hits. Like, yeah, you're right. It hits.
You know?
Yeah, that's
the and when somebody...
I actually made... Go ahead.
I was going to say, when somebody makes a song that lets you feel exactly what they're feeling, that's when it's good music.
That's a fact. I wrote that song when I was in New York. Me and my mom had got into a really bad car accident. We almost died from it. They had to cut my side of the car off to get me out the car. The door
was
in my rib cage and I couldn't breathe. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I went to the studio straight from the hospital, my bad. Straight from the hospital. 2 days later, I went to the studio and recorded it.
What's that?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Thank God you're still around, man.
Man, yeah. God blessing you, man. That's what I'm saying, man. I feel like, you know, you only get so many chances in life, so. I feel like my purpose is to serve here. That's why I'm still here. You know what I mean? So,
I understand that 110%. Like,
yeah.
For real. I have been through so much shit, and I tell people all the time, like, you know, everybody, people that are behind the walls, right? They've got their own prison. They have their own mental and physical prison, right? Because they're in their cell, right? But people that are outside of the walls, some people, we all have our own cells outside of the walls too, right? So, like, everybody experiences the same thing in life at some point, right? And the more that you can recognize, like, people... Everybody goes through struggles. Everybody goes through pain, right? So when you recognize that you're not so different than the next man, your life is going to be a lot better.
Yeah. You know, I like that. I like that. When you recognize you're not, like, or you're not different, right, than the next man, like what Nuri said, like, that's fact. That's fact. Like, people are the same at the end of the day. And I think that, yeah, like, that's a good point, though, for real. That's a good point.
Yeah, that was dope, though. That's real talk, though. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. And I think that's one thing that, you know, when I was nursing, I specialized in traumatic brain injuries, right? And when you specialize in that, the reason why I did that, because everybody's like, oh, traumatic brain injuries, they're so mean. They don't. But here's the thing. Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, when I was there, I knew that person was being taken care of. And I can deal with somebody that doesn't know what they're doing compared to somebody that knows what they're doing and being a total complete dick.
Exactly.
You know? So being in that field, it literally taught me how to communicate better. Because if you didn't communicate the right way and learn how people acted, your ass was on the ground. Seriously.
Yes.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, 100%.
You're breaking up, Maddie. What?
Right. Oh, I said, can you hear me? I said,
thank you can
for
now.
Being a nurse. Yeah. No, because my dad's a doctor, my sister's a pharmacist, and I think that a nurse is actually more important in terms of just, like, moving people on. Like, I think, yo, thanks for that. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, I appreciate that. I missed that because I was a good nurse, you know.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah, I was. But I miss having those, like, when I would see people come in, like, I'll never forget one guy, right? He came in, and a golf ball, he was on a pro golfing tour, right? He was a pro golfer. And a golf ball hit him directly in the head a certain way to where it completely gave him a full traumatic brain injury, right? And he couldn't walk. He couldn't talk. None of that stuff. So when I was taught, I specialized in traumatic brain injuries. So I traveled across the United States teaching people some things, right, after I learned them. And I actually would wake people up. Like, you would ring a bell in their ear constantly trying to get them to wake up. And when they finally woke up, you know, you had them in this thing called a Vel bed, right? And what it is, it looks like a cage over a bed, but it's like cloth. And the reason they do that is because these traumatic brain injuries are completely out of their mind when they come to, you know? So it's to protect them and protect you, right? But then after they calm down, you teach them how to start reading. You teach them pictures. You teach all that. That man, of course, he was never going to be fully what he was, but he was able to talk. He was able to walk, you know, and he was able to read. And you talk about a sense of just all over goodness that comes over you when a patient you've had like that walks in and tells you thank you and hugs you, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's one of the most amazing feelings ever.
I feel that, Steph. I feel that.
Yeah.
I used to be in home care with a mentally challenging disabled. So when they, like, finally get themselves together, like AODA housing and stuff, and when they finally get themselves together and they get back out in the world and you see them again and they're like, oh, man, I remember you. You were great to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You helped me out. Like, that's a gratifying feeling because you help somebody get back on track in life. You feel me?
Right. And that,
you know,
that's an amazing feeling, man.
Yeah, it is.
Big up, Joe.
I am awake, man. Are you awake? Natty.
What you were saying, Natty?
Natty.
Still there, Natty?
I think Natty fell asleep on us again.
No, wait, I'm here.
Oh,
yo,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I love you guys, man. I'm going to chill till I die.
Yeah. We love you too, Maddie.
Yeah.
You know, we're
chills on you, man. Like, that's so cool. And, you know, you've been fighting so much shit your whole life, but you're such a gangster, bitch. And I hate to say that, like, I don't mean any disrespect, but you're a gangster, fucking man. Like, my mom loves you, my dad loves you, everyone loves you because, yo, you actually fixed me and you don't even know about it.
Oh, Natty. I love you, man.
Okay,
facts,
Natty.
But I'm not lying to you. It's facts. Like,
and you know, I love them too. Like, they're like my extended family, you know?
Yeah, I get that. They love me more because you actually that's strong. So, everyone loves you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. You guys are too. You all make part of my life great. You know that? So, especially when I play step and I'm cleaning, when I'm freaking on the phone with Maddie, you know? Like, I don't even, like I'll text Maddie. I'm not a texter and I'm not a talker, really, you know, because, like, even though I talked to you a while last night, like, I don't normally do that. Huh? You're breaking up.
Are we done with
Yeah, we're getting ready to end it. We're getting ready to wrap it up. Okay. Yeah, we're getting ready to wrap it up. So, anyway, I just want to say thank you to you guys. I appreciate you. I appreciate your music, Kush. I want you to keep grinding and shining. You know? Always do what you do. Yeah. Maddie, you keep grinding and shining too, man. And I'm going to make sure because I'm going to be right there nagging you along.
Here. Close the show, Mom. Here.
All right, guys. Well, this is the end of Power Talk Summer Edition by OG Matt Drama with Maddie and Michelle. I'm going to play Nothing one more time as we go out. You have anything you want to say, Kush Crinkle, before we go out?
Hey, all I want to say is, you know, try your best every day to work and be a better you, avoid the negativity, and, you know, just be understanding with everybody you meet. Stay focused on your goals, stay in your lane, and everything's going to be okay. That's all I got to say. Appreciate y'all having me on the podcast. Shelby, I love you. Maddie, you know it's always love with us, bro. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to get around y'all again. You know? Turn up for the summer.
All right. So, this is Kush Crinkle, Nothing. And it is the new release, guys. So, make sure you check it out. Follow him on social media, Kush Crinkle BSM. Can't miss it.
So,
talk to you guys later. Until then, keep grinding and shining. Much love.
What?
It's Dirty World Music.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Dirty. I've been through the ups and the downs, the struggle and the strain, wins and the losses and the pain. I've been all alone in the rain, with everything that came, made the change, but nothing was the same, nothing was the same, nothing, I feel nothing was the same, nothing, yeah, I was really homeless, I was down to nothing. Sleeping behind garbage cans where the ops was busting. They always got their hands out like I owe them something. But can't return the favor when I ask them later. What's the value of a dollar when the paper free? How I'm supposed to fuck with you when you don't fuck with me? Got my mind in a blunder, hope it don't take me under. You don't notice when it rains until you hear the thunder. I can keep making excuses for the faulty treatment. Devil right up on my shoulder telling me make it even. And if you aim, you better hit him, ain't nobody leaving. Hit a man, garbage can, how that body's thinking. Why my mama always gotta beg someone for help. When she said she all alone, that part I really felt. But God got her, it still weighs on my mental though. Cause she's too good of a person to have them issues, bro. Baby mama think I'm stupid, watch the way she moving. Always choosing, but want us to always be exclusive. Steady plucking on my nerves, every line, every word. Roadblock, I got it swerved. I've been through the ups and the downs, the struggle and the strain. Wins and the losses and the pain. I've been all alone in the rain. With everything that came, made the change. But nothing was the same. Nothing was the same. Nothing. I feel nothing was the same. Nothing. And Lord forgive me for venting, I'm just a tired man. Feel like I'm constantly losing like a retired fan. Trying to keep my motion moving like a tire man. Over the product like returners and never buy again. You told me trust the bigger picture, you Picasso plan. Keep your poker face cause niggas always watch your hand. Couldn't see it like a turn in the hallways. And why the good niggas is dead or doing all day. I told my bro that I got him and love him always. Hope this deal really turned me up so that we all pay. And I'm just trying to cover ground like a tall wave. Some will love you, most of them hate, that's all shade. And I was selling them nugget bags of all shapes. Was cool with niggas, but they pretending they all fake. Everyday snakes with a bag, guess they all jakes. But I'm the undertaker, a tombstone for the dead. And lately I've been contemplating suicide. Cause through my eyes, life was really heavy like she oversized. Had to really humble my actions, ignore my pride. Cause life is better when I look into my daughter's eyes.
The ups and the downs, the struggle and the strain. Wins and the losses and the pain. I've been all alone in the rain. With everything that came, made the change. But nothing was the same. Nothing was the same. Nothing. I feel nothing was the same. Nothing.
Make sure you all catch us on Sideways with Sosa Maddie M next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we have Power Talk on Thursday. Keep grinding the shining world.